Later that year, 1966, the family moved from York to this house in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania. It was the first of many moves that B.F. Goodrich requested John to make. As John Jr. neared his first birthday, John and Gay began planning for a second child.
Because my brother and I were almost 4 years apart, I wanted to have my children close together so that there would not be this enmity, because Fred and I fought like cats and dogs.
John Jr. was not yet two when, on October 7th, 1967, a second son came, James Randolph McQuiston.
There was a soap opera going at the time, and the figure of a figure I liked, the name, the guy's name was John Randolph. Well, I already had a John, so I decided on a James.
They didn't have to contend with a snowstorm this time, but still nearly wished Gay had gone to the hospital sooner.
John got lost on the way to the hospital. And so when we get there, instead of letting me off at the door, he parks. And then I walk into the hospital. My water had broken by this time. He was so quick that I didn't have time to even be uncomfortable. I just got a shot in my butt.
Things went smoother once the new baby came home. So smooth, in fact, it caused a mildly frightful first night.
Jimmy was a lot easier. He didn't have the colic. He actually, I think he slept like 6 hours the first night he was home from the hospital. Scared the hell out of me because I'm used to the every 2 hour thing. I thought the child had died, and he just slept and he ate and he, oh, it was just wonderful.
John Jr. did not appear to resent the new competition for his parents' attention.
Johnny loved having Jimmy around. When Jimmy, they were. Once Jimmy got beyond, started sleeping all night, or close there too, I moved him from, he was in his own little room for a while. I moved him in with Johnny in his own crib. I would walk in and he would be beaming across the way at Jimmy.
Jimmy ate solid food before Johnny did, and he drank his first beer before his first birthday, thanks to his father willing to share a cold drink on a hot day while John and Gay were visiting friends.
And he's hot. He's about 8 or 9 months old. He's hot and sweaty. He looks at this mug and he just grabs hold with both hands and upends it. Loved it. Loved it.
It was the Wilkes-Barre suburb of Dallas, Pennsylvania, where John and Gay bought their first house.
We were in Wilkes-Barre. After we got out of the rented house, we ended up buying this house here with the porch off the back where the And in the living room, it had this little closet. It wasn't a full-size closet. It was like a little storage thing where two kids were supposed to keep their toys.
Sometimes they probably did. Sometimes Jimmy would cry, and Johnny would pretend not to know what happened to cause it.
They got along like kids. Sometimes good, sometimes not so good.
They didn't have any real interaction with kids consistently until we moved from Wilkes-Barre down to Warrington, Pennsylvania.
From Wilkes-Barre, we moved to Warrington. We lived in a barn in Warrington. Remember the barn, house shaped like a barn?
The house shaped like a barn in Warrington was in Bucks County, Pennsylvania, outside of Philadelphia.
We lived in Warrington. You guys weren't in school yet. And we would go down to Wildwood Crest, New Jersey, to the beach on weekends. They have Wildwood Crest was the part of, like Wildwood was the wild place with nightclubs and all. Wildwood Crest had nothing but motels on the beach. And we used to take our little boys. It was after Labor Day, see? So the rates were down. It was nice.
They also made occasional trips to visit Gay's parents, who had moved from Danville to Whitestone, Virginia, along the Rappahannock River. The children called their maternal grandfather Daddy Bud.